Check my inbox and what do I see? Just another day, another T-R-A-D-E. I'm an addict, and I need it in my veins. I'm an addict, otherwise I feel plain now. Every day I wake up, people got a problem. Making all these trades up, got me singing got 'em. But I've been paid up, I even started from the bottom. See, I don't wait up, I ain't even playing possum. So what it cost, I'm just a couple of firsts. Can't believe that it worked, not to say I'm a jerk. But I'm an addict, it's what I said in the first. You can curse all you want, you can pray in your church. But I'ma keep tapping return, I win if I learn. I ain't trying to burn any bridges, I yearn for the feeling I earn. All my winners to turn, you had a cheek before I drop you like the beat. I'm an addict, and I'm not really ashamed. I'm an addict, I'm reclining with the brain. I'm an addict, and the pot is what I'm playing. I'm an addict,
Russin Rocky,
other names. Trade addicts pod, let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome to session 337 of what I started wrong. I'm thinking junkies. I've done this like four times. Hi. My name is Rocky Petrella, and I have a trading problem.
And an intro problem, apparently. My name is Scott Sidlow, and I'm a junkie with a trading problem.
And I am Frank in the chat, and I still have a trading problem.
And I definitely have an intro problem. Doing
Russ is going to crush you for that one.
I'm going to ask him to edit that out, and this all won't make sense, hopefully. But he's not going to edit it out.
He's not going to, so.
Even though it's only I can just tell him, first 20 seconds, just edit that out. He still won't do it. He'll think it's hilarious. Anyway, and if he does actually edit it out, this will all sound strange because nobody will know what we're talking about. But
It'll be us making fun.
But anyway, now I can say this is session 337 of the Trade Addicts Podcast, a proud member of the Dynasty Addicts Podcast Network, the DAP Network, if you will. And as always, we will. So as you heard, Russ is out this week. He's going to embarrass me by leaving that in. But we're through now week five of a very strange NFL season. It's been a long time. I get to see Frank pretty much every week, but it's been a long time since I've seen this other fella here, Scott Sidlow. So Scott, happy to have you come on, and how you doing tonight?
Yeah, man. Tuesdays work a lot better with my schedule, so it's funny that I'm like more available for this show than our other show, but you know, is what it is, right? We'll make it work. But yeah, man, just it's been a crazy season. It's been weird. I'm in first place in the Trade Addicts League, so that should tell you how messed up the season is, right? That's just not normal. So
I didn't even realize that was your team.
Yeah. So hey,
I'm in all of them.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm actually contending in. So you won't be in first place for long.
Well, maybe we'll meet. Maybe you made some trades.
Try and help with that. Right. And as always, we have our news guy Frank in the chat here, but he will not just be doing the news like a lot of weeks. With Russ out, I said, Frank, you're staying on the whole show whether you like it or not. We can have the three-man pod here with Frank and Scott. It's going to be a good time tonight. So with that, let's just get right into the news, Frank.
Yeah, so the Rice update, he needs his LCL repaired, expected to be out from the season, and then we can talk Devontae Adams. So the trade talks are heating up, which means he's guaranteed to be traded tomorrow morning after the show is over. Yeah, so the funny news that I have seen is the Chiefs are the only team willing to give the second round pick that the Raiders want,
which is the team you like basically ruled out when we talked about.
I know, but it doesn't seem like the Raiders are going to want that. Who knows?
In division, so, no way.
Yeah. So Scott, we hammered this news for like 45 minutes last week. So anything on these two guys? Do you have a dream location for Devontae? What would you do with Rice? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. The Rice thing is just so weird. I just can't remember too many other situations where it took like 4 days to figure out what the hell's wrong with the guy. Mm-hmm. Or even longer, I guess. It's strange. I don't know. I think he's the type of player I'm going to try to trade for anyway. Maybe with the suspension on top of the injury, some other things going on there. You know, my rebuilding teams, I'm definitely going after him. As far as Davante Adams goes, I mean, I was watching that game. We were celebrating my son's birthday on Sunday, and my father-in-law was over. And, you know, we were just laughing about Rodgers just throwing his arms up all the time, like drop after drop after drop. And, you know, we were just like, yeah, Adams is going to be a Jet here in about 7 to 10 days at most. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And Garrett Wilson can learn from him. And I mean, Rodgers is basically running that team. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it made no sense to fire the coach. That had to be all Rodgers. Like why? Like history was not on his side. I mean, Woody Johnson's never fired a head coach in season. I mean, there's a lot of
Adam Gase there. Finish the season.
Yeah, that's not like not what
Robert Saleh.
I mean, yeah, that's just all that there. You could just tell it's Rodgers and they're all in because they're screwed basically 2 years from now, if that, maybe even a year from now, right? They have to go for it. So I just feel like they are the leading candidate because they really don't have a choice. And the Raiders could actually take maybe a third instead of, you know, a third plus instead of a second, just because it could end up being like a mid or high third anyway, as they're kind of a dumpster fire, right? So they may not even be losing that much there. But yeah, I mean, the Raiders have to get rid of him. They have to dump that contract and they have to look towards the future. So I think they need to just shut up and take what they can. I think Jets is just makes too much sense. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when it makes too much sense, it just works out.
Anything to add, Rocky, from last week or no?
No. Yeah, I agree with most of what Scott said. I mean, Adams has been rumored to go to the Jets forever since Rodgers has been there. So it does make the most sense. I mean, I don't think they're going anywhere, so I don't know that it makes sense in that regard, but it's the Jets. So they will do it anyway.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw Schefter's tweet over the weekend. I think it was Mike Williams in 2/3 in 25 was what the Jets were offering. Which Mike Williams is kind of a funny thing. That's just like a take the players
like
of
take
the money
the salary, like NBA. Yeah,
exactly. I still want Adams on the Bills because my God, Josh Allen needs some help. But I think they will more likely be a Cooper or someone said like Slayton. Darius Slayton is like on some people's boards because he's playing well for the Giants. So I want it to be the Bills. I think it will be the Jets for Adams, but. We can move to the quarterbacks. I kind of grouped these together. So the Patriots are starting Drake May, which I have an opinion on that in a second. Derek Carr is out for a few weeks, quote unquote, with an oblique injury and reportedly being strongly considered to start in his absence. And Gardner Minshew was benched again. Aiden O'Connell came in. Antonio Pierce didn't name a QB for their game against the Steelers this week. All I know is if you still play DSTs, just start the Steelers DST and we'll just figure that out along the way. But I feel like they're going to get O'Connell in on that. But I guess my initial opinion on Drake May, and I can throw it to Scott, this feels like a mistake a little bit because that line is really bad. And I feel like this is going to be, you know, kind of Caleb Williams East, where he's just going to be running for his life and people will think he's a bad quarterback because of it, because he can't get the ball off. So Scott, I know you're a Bears fan, so you know all about that like myself. So what do you think about the kind of quarterback news here?
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to Elliott Wolf at all from the beginning, the whole plan was he's going to sit for a year if possible. And it seems like Robert Kraft is intervening. Well, he is. It doesn't seem like it. He is, you know, because he's been not saying that all along. I agree with you. It's not the right move. Maybe he has enough grasp of the offense now that he's just going to be a little bit more athletic. So he'll be able to get out there and move around a little bit and get rid of the ball. And it'll just be better for the whole offense as opposed to Brissett. So I guess I can understand it, but long term, you know, it's hard to say, right? Like we've seen just so many quarterbacks ruined by doing that. But I don't know. I guess it's interesting for us. I think it can only be an upgrade for everyone. I mean, at this point, like they don't have any pass catchers anyway. Like, I don't know where they even throwing the ball to. Maybe Polk's been running more routes every week.
That's what people are kind of pointing to, is Polk's going to get more run now.
Yeah. I mean, and his route participation has increased every week. You know, which makes sense. He starts grasping the offense. He's out there more. He's the most talented guy. So, you know, maybe it helps some of these guys. Hunter Henry, might become usable. You know, we'll see what happens there, but I think it's at least intriguing from a standpoint of we may have some usable guys during these bye weeks and injuries, whereas pretty much you weren't starting any Patriots, right?
Nope.
So yeah, I'll be rooting for the kid, but it's going to be a tough task out there. O'Connell, I've always kind of liked him just from the standpoint of, like, not that he would come in and be a starter, but just the fact that he played behind Jimmy G last year, I knew he would get starts. So I had him. I think I still have 26 shares of O'Connell because I just picked him up, like, off waivers in every league, like after the rookie draft last year. So, I've had to use him at times, but the real problem there is Luke Getsy. Luke Getsy is just atrocious. We know that from his, and so, and then you lose Adams on top of that. So it's just, there's not much going on there, unless they're just going to open and start slinging it, almost like the DGAF offense they had at the end of last year with Fields, right? Where Fields was just throwing it up for DJ Moore, and there's some good fantasy games came out of that. So maybe we get a little bit of that, Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers and some of that, if it is indeed O'Connell. But I don't necessarily think it's any upgrade from Minshew. You know, it's opportunity to maybe move these guys or package these guys wherever you can, whoever's starting. If O'Connell gets to start this week and it's kind of like turning over a new leaf, maybe that's where you flip him. You get what you can, just get the roster spot. But I don't think he's going to have a major impact on the offense.
Yep. I basically agree with both of you on May. I don't know why they're doing this now. And As Scott mentioned, the line is bad, and he also said at the end there, the pass catchers is another big thing for me. Like, this is the classic case of a team that should be sitting the rookie quarterback for the entire year because just the offense is set up so poorly for him to succeed. I guess the one saving grace, I think someone mentioned this in the Discord today, is the next, a lot of the upcoming opponents are either bad teams or bad defenses or both. So that is the one thing he has going for him. I mean, yeah, I know some of them are, but I know, because I think you mentioned this, some of them are, there's some good defenses in there, but
his next four games
some of those are on bad teams, like the Jets and the Browns. Yeah. And
What are the next four?
They could at least be winnable games.
His next five games are Houston at home, which is his debut. Then he goes to London to play Jacksonville. Then he plays the Jets. Then he plays the Titans. And then he goes to Chicago.
Interesting. Okay. So that's actually some good pass season there. So
But then it gets really easy.
That's what I said. But yeah. So I just don't see what the reasoning is to do this. The other thing, I am curious to see if they actually do start Rattler in New Orleans. I was never a big Rattler guy, but I know a lot of people were.
He's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm just curious to see how that plays out. He does have decent
weapons. He's got an arm, man. He's got an arm.
He does. So, he doesn't know how to use it, but he has one.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that would be interesting. I mean, it's not like they have anything. What was it, Jake Haener or
Jake
something?
Jake Haener. Yeah. He's like Minshew light, so... Like, what are you going to do with that, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious to see if Rattler does anything. But not much else on the quarterback stuff.
Yeah, the guy who basically created Penix and that offense at Washington last year, that head coach, was Haener's coach at Fresno. So they were – as Scott said, that's a good way to put it, Minshew Light. I've watched Rattler for many, many, many years. Since he was like a freshman in Oklahoma, he is not starting material. We can move on to the wide receivers here. Nico, hamstring injury. And he went from day to day to week to week yesterday.
I saw that.
So They have the Patriots this week, like I mentioned. Maybe this is just a way to rest him without, like, saying we don't need him to beat the Patriots. Like, so, you know, we'll touch on more on that in a second. Good news, though. Cooper Kupp should return after his bye. If we believe what they say about Puka, he's like 2 or 3 weeks away from that. And then, Rocky, you get your two-star receivers back.
Thank God.
Next week, with A.J. Brown and Devontae back against the pitiful Browns defense. So I guess let's touch on Nico because that's the big one. Obviously, I think Kupp and the Eagles, we kind of knew that was they were coming back this week or kind of the next couple weeks. So we can I just had them on there as good news. But what do we do with Nico? Because that's not great that he went from, like, you know, day to day on Sunday to week yesterday. Hopefully it's kind of 2 weeks, but
if you look at hamstring injuries, though, the fact that he was ruled out immediately, right? It was just like, that was a close game. That was a tight game. They obviously wanted him to come back in. So right from that point, I already planned he's missing next week, no matter what, you know, but we know how those injuries can go. They can linger, they can last, they can re-aggravate. So to me, this may be the only buy window we have on Nico Collins for, you know, maybe years. Like, if you could find the right opportunity where somebody's just like in the mix or they have a good team, they've had some bad luck and, you know, have another injury just piling on, you know, the only thing I want to do with Nico Collins is get more of him on my rosters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that if anybody's devaluing him for a hamstring injury.
I don't think it's devalue. I think it's just you can get him at value as opposed to just not trading him, right?
Like, I get that then.
That's okay, the opportunity is that they might consider it for value, though. You have to pay for him, but that's okay. I'll pay full value for a guy who's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, and this is more even like redrafty, but I do think it kind of makes it more interesting that the targets should be more streamlined. Maybe Tank Dell steps up a little bit over the next few weeks, because I think Nico probably is out definitely this week, but probably if hamstrings are too tricky. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're probably going to beat the Patriots without him anyway. There's no reason to rush him back. So you really should keep a guy with a hamstring injury at least, like, I would say 2 to 3 weeks, just to be sure, because they seem to get re-injured so often. So basically, like, the biggest takeaway for me is yeah, that maybe Tank Dell becomes more viable for the rest of October.
And I hope so, man. He's making me sad. He's fun. Someone said he's like wide receiver 73 or something like that today. Like, it's just... He's making me sad.
And what do you have, Rocky, that our good friend Scott Connor in one of your leagues was able to trade him for a 26 first.
Yeah, I was surprised.
He spammed that to the league, as far as I could tell, because I got the offer too. Yeah, and I think, was like, are you kidding? Like, what?
Yeah, no, I think I got it too, and I'm, yeah.
And somebody accepted pretty quickly. So fascinating that I think it was Dell in a third for a 26 first. So there you go. That was a recent trade.
That happened.
It's real. We saw it.
Would you rather have Garrett Wilson or Nico right now?
Nico. Easily.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Nico.
Nico's doing it. He did it last year, too. He was a low-end one last year in points per game, wasn't he?
It's close,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. But, what do I have to add to Garrett Wilson then, Rocky, to get you to give Nico back?
I might need you can't ask for a first, but I would need more than a second.
Right.
Multiple seconds, a second, and a vet if I'm contending or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
What if Adams goes to the Jets?
I'm assuming that at this point. I think that's baked in.
Okay.
To Garrett's value. So I think if you don't think he's going, you should be buying Garrett. Right. Because,
right, agreed.
If he doesn't go, then Garrett had 22 targets this week, and you should be buying.
And the second lowest yardage total on that in history. But yes,
I know, it's
20 plus targets. But yes.
It's just
still
that offense, man. It's the same offense.
Hack it.
but
Garrett's never going to have a quarterback.
Don't say that.
He's just doomed.
I know. I have said, and I think Russ said this last week, that I hope Garrett Wilson goes back in the Adams trade. Give him Minshew. Minshew will feed him 26 yards per game. And that just would let never happen, guy.
But it would be
It would
wild.
Never happen, but would I would
so love it. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Just letting Minshew throw him deep balls all day. All right, more sad stuff. I'm actually going to flip these. Aaron Jones has a hip injury. He's going into his bye after they came back from London, so I don't think we're going to know much this week. He's listed as week to week. Like I said, they have the bye. So Ty Chandler has a bye, and then the Lions. So please don't go doing something silly like giving a first for Ty Chandler. He's going to have two bad weeks in a row, so don't do that.
If he can hang
D'Amico Ryans. I know. And then D'Amico Ryans, this one was a scary and weird one. Like, they said he doesn't know when Mixon's coming back, basically. He said, like, they don't know about this week and they don't know when he's coming back. So this is starting to feel like a setback to me. Like, they, because he was practicing like 2 weeks ago and then he wasn't. So what are we doing with Mixon? If you're a contender, are you giving a contending first for Mixon right now, knowing what he can do? Or are you not doing that?
I don't think you can give even a contending first for a guy who's we don't know when he's going to be back.
Right.
So I don't know if a late second does it, though. So you might have to hope you have somebody else's second if you're interested in buying. But yeah, this is a concern to me. It's been, what, 3 weeks already, I think?
He got hurt in week two, so yeah.
3 weeks, yeah. And they still don't know when he's going to be back. So I mean, he looked really good when he was out there. But yeah. At this point, I would probably give the mid to late second, but I don't think that the person selling him is going to want to do it for that cheap. So I'd probably just pay the bump when he comes back and we know he's on the field.
The main reason that I wouldn't give a first is because I'm watching like a hawk, especially now. Over the next month, what you can get for a first. And I have seen Kyren Williams traded for a first so many times, which is right. So I will just buy Kyren Williams with the same first. There's no reason to go buy a guy you don't know when he's coming back versus a guy who's getting, you know, forced all basically until he gets hurt. But
if you can get a first or hurt Joe Mixon, you smash that.
Yeah.
The thing that scares me about Mixon, and I didn't have this next sentence I'm going to say on my bingo card this year. I don't know how they take Dari Ogunbowale off the field because he's playing well.
He's like, so good.
Sentences you never thought you'd hear.
I know. And like Mixon getting the catches was where all his work came from that big week one. So I would be a little worried about that. After he comes back too, because I don't know, like I said, it's a funny sentence, but I don't know how they take him off. He's been playing great.
He took all the receiving work.
Yeah. So we can burn through the last bits of these. Aaron Rodgers, low ankle sprain. I think that's a little bit of loser's limp, but we'll see. They have Buffalo on Monday Night Football, so have Tyrod or a contingency plan. Achane concussion, he's going into his bye, he's fine. I always feel bad saying it's a concussion. He's fine, but y'all know what I mean. Drake London.
Tell Tua with that.
I know. It's just.
He's got a good consultant right there in the line.
And now, yeah, I know. Tua's like, I'm coming back. And I was like, please just stay out. I can't watch the fingers again. Drake London concussion. He played on Thursday night, but Neighbors didn't come back after a Thursday night concussion. So it's probably going to be pretty close. Here's a question I wanted to throw in there. What are you guys doing with Mooney? He's been a beast. Like, are you believing this? Like, he dropped like a 30 burger on us this week.
The weird thing is they're using, so they put, especially that Thursday night game, they had London running the slot and they had Mooney on the outside doing like back shoulder
like the London roll. Stuff. Yeah.
And he's like 4 feet eight. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's counterintuitive, but maybe that's why it's working, right? Like, let's mix it up. Let's do some different shit. I mean, it's great for London. Like, you know, let's get him some looks, man. But yeah, I mean, Mooney, I think you have to consider Cousins has worked his way in. He's looked better pretty much every week. I don't know, man. It's Mooney's like, I was so stoked because it's one of those things where you can find a local guy and then flip him. Right. So like all the Mooney shares I had a couple of three years ago and I was able to sell them. I mean, one I sold that turned into the 101. I traded him for a first and it turned into the 101. So I got, I think it was Bijan. I think I got Bijan for Mooney. So, like that's wild. Right. But I was able to do that with him because he was like the only Bears receiver at that time. And you just, you know, it's hard to do that these days, right? Everybody knows everything. So it's hard. So what I'm getting at is hard for into a guy that I've already made my, I've made so much profit on, right? Mm-hmm. Like it feels so good to have done that. But now it's like, all right, do I want to buy back into the guy? You know, I don't know, yeah. Probably not. But the thing is with all the injuries that they've had and the lack of talent, he really is that next guy. So other than London, depending on how you feel about Pitts, I mean, he's the next guy. He's going to get those targets. So I think he's pretty much in every week, at least flex. Yeah. I just don't know if I'd pay more than like a second for him. And I don't even know if I want to do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy you could pay a second for because nobody really, like you said, you got out even before now. And I think a lot of people will look at this as an I can actually get something for Darnell Mooney. So, and I don't mind throwing a second. I mean, he's wide receiver 22 in points per game. And yes, the 30 burger helps that, but he's got and trade extra much. I think it's just plain PPR. He's got a 15 point and an 18 point game too.
Yeah. He has a floor.
Yeah. So, and Cousins looks like he's getting better as the weeks go by too. He's looking more like Kirk Cousins. So, we've seen for whatever reason, Pitts still isn't being super involved. I mean, he had a nice week this week, but Kirk also threw like 57 passes or something like that.
That game was so fun.
It was hard not to have a good week if you were a receiver for the Falcons. So, yeah. Mooney's being involved way more than Pitts is. So, Scott said, he's the number two. I think this probably keeps up. I mean, he had that one yet solid year with the Bears too, but then he just was, you know, they haven't had quarterbacks and it was kind of a crapshoot there.
I just found the trade, so I'm just gonna brag for a second. I traded Darnell Mooney and Austin Hooper. This was August 27th, 2022. Okay, so right before that season, Mooney and Hooper for Zach Moss and a 23 first and some other random pieces, but that 23 first turned into the 101 for the 23 draft. Bijan.
Well, yeah. Well, joke's on you. Mooney's outscoring Bijan this year.
Wow, I got screwed.
And speaking,
I think I actually traded him. I don't even have him anymore. But yeah, that's hilarious.
Speaking of Zach Moss, he has an ankle injury. Rappaport says it appears to be minor, but man, Chase Brown's taking that job week by week, just slowly eating away at it. So. And we'll finish the news with a stat. 45% of Amari Cooper's targets are uncatchable. So that's great. I expect him to be traded soon to the Bills or the Chiefs or just about anywhere. But that's the news.
Well, thanks for making me cry a little more over all my Deshaun Watson shares. Before we move on to either the trades or the questions, we got a question in the chat from Corey that I said we'd get to after the news. He had a trade question. Got 12-team Superflex league start 10. Got an offer of Tyreek Hill and Kenneth Walker for Puka 27 first and Wandale. He's 5-0, he says, and is pretty stacked and lists some of his players. So, I guess he's getting the Tyreek and Walker side. So you trading Puka.
Yeah. Cause he lists Puka and his wide receivers.
Yeah. Puka 27 first, Wandale for Tyreek and Kenneth Walker. Sidla, what do you think of that one?
So initially,
also you I should not have 27 first available.
Yeah.
Must be a sleeper league.
Yeah, mustache. Yeah. Initially, I thought, yes, I would. Tyreek Hill is the type of guy that should be, like, bulletproof, right? Like, just get him the ball on a five-yard. Like, any NFL quarterback should be able to throw it 5 yards and just give him the ball a few times a game, and he'll break one, right? Like, it's what he does. But he has not been good without Tua. So a little nervous there. Kenneth Walker's a beast. He's doing what he does, but he's always hurt. Running back, right? But then again, you're giving up a guy who's already hurt, and then a 27 first, it's almost like who cares at that point, and Wandale. So I guess if you want to go all in, he says he's 5-0.
He's also got Chase Jefferson and AJ Brown. So,
you know, Corey, I would consider it, but the only thing is that I'm looking at that core and I'm going, I want to win the next three. So that move is to win this year, but yeah, with what you have, win the next three. You know, like, why, you don't need to give that up right now. Like, Puka's value probably isn't going to move much. And that 27 first obviously isn't going anywhere. It's only going to get more valuable as we get closer to it. So I don't know. I guess you could kind of cash in on Wandale. I don't know. Tyreek may not play more than another year or two anyway. So that feels like a move for this year. Whereas I think you're building a dynasty with what you have. Mm-hmm. And I would personally probably just roll with that.
See, I see what you're saying, but I don't mind it because he has the three, well, two definitely other young wide receivers. AJ Brown's only a couple years older than them. And I still think you got plenty to build around there. I the only issue is, does Tua come back? Like, if Tua comes back and manages to stay healthy, you know, Tyreek's going to be Tyreek again.
True.
And
true.
I mean, that's the big question mark for me, but I think because of the Tua question, I think I lean with you, Scott. But if Tyreek had a serviceable quarterback instead of Huntley and Skylar Thompson as candidates, I think I would be willing to do it. Especially because the first is 27. You know, I don't even love 26 first. 27, get out of here with that. And Wandale is whatever. So I know Puka is valuable, but you're getting two really nice pieces. I guess you probably it might take more than this if Tyreek was Tyreek. That's probably why.
True. He's,
yeah. So, but I think because of the two question mark, we just can't be sure what the production we're gonna. I mean, he I think was like 6 for 69 this week, and that was, yeah, like, I think that might be what we're expecting. Yeah, I don't think we're getting a lot of those Darnell Mooney 30 burgers from Tyreek now. So, right.
I mean, he does have Aaron Jones, who's now hurt, and then we know with Swift inconsistency, so getting Walker does help solidify that room.
Walker does help a lot.
So yeah, I mean, value wise, it's fine. Like, if you want to do it, and you're saying is the value okay? Yes. Value's okay. You can do that for sure.
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to come up with something that doesn't involve Puka, and I think I got it. Would you give Swift and Godwin for Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would give Swift for anything.
He's had two good games in a row.
I know, but no one believes it.
Yeah. Did you watch those games?
I did not. He's got, no, he's had got two good fantasy games coming in a row.
Yeah. He's got an easy schedule coming, so you might be able to sell him on the schedule. So, he has like the Cardinals and the Commanders and Jaguar. It's a lot of easy run defenses. So I would do that as opposed to this trade. I would just try and get Walker and leave Tyreek out of this, because he's going to mess this up. Because to Scott's point, you're trying to build long term, and adding a young running back in Walker to this core, you can win three or four. Not one. Like, because exactly. Walker's not going anywhere. So, although
Aaron it doesn't change your win probability enough.
No.
You know, so that's why I wouldn't do it. Like, it doesn't change it enough for me at this point. Another month from now, if everything's looking good, you know, maybe consider it then. But to me, I'm probably just holding. You know, like I said, Puka, his value's not going down. So even if Tyreek's in a window, Puka is two, right? So that kind of washes for me.
Yep. And even if that guy wants Wandale on top of Swift and Godwin.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. I would throw
Wandale. I don't care. Yeah. So that's what I would do, Corey, if I were you. But
okay, so since we do not have a guest this week, I'm just going to pick, and we are going to move to the listener questions, because I'm going to throw – we have a lot of, like, how should we value these guy questions this week. But I'm throwing one at you that's not on the sheet, because shortly before the show, TA9, this guy in the chat – I can't remember which team it was. Sorry if you're listening. Threw out in the chat that he would sell Kelce for the first person to send a 25 first. Would was you
– Russ?
No. On a contending team, because I considered, I actually did send him something and he rejected it. I sent, all I did was add a third to Kelce and he rejected it. So I assume he wants the pure 25 first. But yeah. I actually was considering doing it because I know Kelce was basically not worth the first like 2 weeks ago. But I do think that, and I'm not the first person to say this, but that he does seem to be getting a lot of the Rashee Rice targets. And we've seen that now through two games. His by far two best games of the season were these past two games. And I looked it up in before I offered the trade. And in TA scoring, he's had 20-point games the last 2 weeks because he's caught a lot of balls. So would you, on a contending team, say, like using my TA9 team, for example, I'm 4-1, second in points. Would you throw a contending first out for Kelce?
Nope.
No.
So what are you paying for Kelce?
2 seconds. It can't have a one on it. And I know I'm going to get chastised for this, but I still don't buy it. I need to see it more. This Chiefs offense is going to add people, and he's not going to get just fed targets. Yeah. And I understand he's always been fed targets, but this feels different. The Chiefs offense, and I said this, I think, in the Cool Kids Club last night, like, it's winning, but it's not – it doesn't look good. Like, they're – like, it's you know, gadget pitch plays with – Kelce to P. Ryan and all that stuff. By the way, no one is more excited than me for that to get pick sixed one of these days. That like little hook and ladder by Kelce. It's going to make me so happy for like Sertan to take that 80 yards the other way. But it just doesn't look right. Something's like, and Mahomes is like, he's playing well, but not as a fantasy player. He's throwing like 250 for one and one touchdown with like a pick. And I don't even know, add up the points. But, like, something just feels off about the Chiefs, and that makes me not want to buy it.
I don't totally disagree with you. I think, and like I said, I actually threw the offer out there and he rejected it. Right. So I'm just buying this a little more. Like I said, I do that. I mean, if you think they're going to add a significant piece, I see that. If not, I still think Kelce's going to catch a lot of balls. And in a 1.75 premium, that could lead to, even if they're like, you know, it's 7 for 60 or 8, you know, because of the way the Chiefs offense is running, mm-hmm. or 8 for 75, you know.
Yeah.
Not even if he's not, you know, busting down the seam or anything, he's still, that's a 20-point game in 1.75 premium. And I'm willing to do that on a team where I'm contending and I have my own first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I get why you
that's
guys
a top tight. That's a top tight end in the state of tight ends right now. I mean,
especially with the state of tight ends this year, yeah. It's like a mess everywhere. And Kelce was part of that. And maybe again, it's not prime Kelce, but maybe we see something closer to what we were expecting fantasy point wise, even if it's not because he's playing as good as we hoped he would.
Yep. Real quick, speaking of tight ends, real fast. This is the week to go get Laporta. He's about to go off on Dallas this week. I'm feeling it. They're coming off the bye. This is the last chance to go buy low on Laporta for people who are scared of him. I don't know if people are going to sell him, but this is the chance to lowball it. So,
I hope you're right, because I have a redraft team that's like 2-3. He's been killing me. But but Frank, you threw a lot of these questions on here, so why don't you throw some of them out to us?
Yeah, so I thought about this as I was watching the Bears Panthers and we saw Rice come in. Is it time to get out on Deontay? I know Rocky's like he's wide receiver one, but Bryce is gonna come back. Like they're gonna lose enough games where they're gonna stop playing around with this Dalton nonsense, and then we're back to Bryce.
Yeah.
Are we selling out now? Is this a stock check? Are we getting out on Deontay now while he's still worth a first or two? Not two, that's, but you know what I mean.
Smart. Yeah. No, that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's coming off this game is the best time.
Right. So,
but that probably is the move. Knowing me, I'm probably just going to hold on my Deontay shares. Yep. But that probably is the right move. Maybe if I don't know who the Panthers play next week.
Someone bad.
Yeah, if it's someone bad and if Dalton is starting again and Deontay does what he did the previous two games, then maybe you do it after that game. So just so it's fresh in people's minds. You know, three out of four games, he's been killing it with Dalton. And then you get what you can for him. I don't know. Do you actually get a first for anybody? I don't know that, but so it might be price dependent. I probably wouldn't sell him for a second, just off of this. Mm-hmm. So
no, contending first. Yeah, I think so. I think you could sell him to a contender if you're not doing well with him. I would get him up, but
I just checked the trade finder and there's. 10/5, October 5th, there was a trade for a 25 first. There was a 26 first on the 4th. There was a second.
So this was plus all before the Bears game.
A player on the 5th. So, yes, all before last game, but still the fact that you could get it because anytime in the last, 18 months, I don't think you were getting one.
No.
So. Yeah, I think you're right on with this timing. Anytime here in the next few weeks, that window might be open. If you're a team that I think his points can be replaced anyway. So, that's probably the prudent move.
All right, Scott, we'll give you Rocky's guy and my guy. If you're rebuilding, would you trade Deontay for Jameson?
Ugh. I don't want either of them. Yeah, I would. Yes.
No, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to.
Let's go. The other thing is.
I have Deontay and Jameson. I do have a team with both.
Yeah, right. Trade them both for Garrett Wilson.
There you go.
The other kind of rumor that I was building off of was Russ Wilson's going to start playing some practice snaps. I am still a firm believer he's going to play at some point.
Yeah.
I
always thought both were going to play at some point, even when Russ was going to be the starter. So
yeah, and it just feels back like flipped around from what it was supposed to be.
Exactly.
So are you buying Pickens? Because man, Pickens is killing some people right now. Yes.
He's going to kill.
He's on that redraft team with LaPorta, by the way.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, if he doesn't catch some balls, he might kill some people soon too. So yeah. We need to get him. We need
the
to
Steelers.
Get
by the way, we'll say this part are on the Devontae watch.
Yeah, as well. Yeah,
they've been a huge one.
Ayuk would have been awesome there.
I know.
I mean, and not with been, Fields, but yeah.
No, but so are you buying Pickens? Are you buying Muth? Yes. Like Russ is going to play at some point.
All of them, buy them all.
Yeah.
I do like buying low on Pickens here. I was saying it, before Russ ended up not starting the season, but he actually produced fantasy wise, and Courtland Sutton had a decent year. I mean, not anything amazing, but they didn't have any great receivers there. But produced a decent season last year. Mm-hmm. Not that Sutton and Pickens are the same, but just I'm saying he could support. A receiver there. So, and Pickens is much more talented to me than Sutton. Yep. So, like I said, Russ's season last year was underrated for how bad the Broncos were and the surrounding cast around him. Not that Russ is a stud anymore, but I think he will produce more with this offense than Fields will.
Yep. And Pickens has Vegas this week. So buy him now because he's going to dust Vegas.
It's time.
And or if you're waiting to sell him after the Vegas game.
There you go.
And then, okay. So who are like win now veterans? And I was trying to think of the right word for this, but you're contending, you're, you know, high end 4-1-5-0. Who's the guy you're trading a second for? And the name that came to
Darnell
mind
Mooney.
Originally. Yeah, right.
No, I'm sorry. Right. Continue, Frank.
No, the name that came to mind was Chubb, but I'm scared of Chubb because the Browns offense, might shut him down and not play him. So,
yeah.
Diggs is another one, but we'll touch on him in a little bit. Aaron Jones. Here's a question. Are you giving a contending first for Aaron Jones, given what he's done? I know he's hurt, but.
Nope.
I will for Aaron Jones plus.
Yeah, right. So you need.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Can you guys think of anyone kind of super contending, you know, niche players? I guess Kelsey is one.
So Kittle and Goddard were high on my list for buys prior to the season, but. Unfortunately, right now they're 1-2 in tight end scoring, so right. I don't know if you could buy them for what you could, you know, a month ago. But fortunately, I added quite a few shares of those guys, and they were, you know, going back to the Kelsey thing. You want to give a first for Kelsey, or what? You could probably get Goddard for the first, and he's a hell of a lot younger. I'd rather just do that, or even Kittle too. Just I'll take the spike weeks. So. Those are two guys on the tight end premium leagues that I have been targeting. Jake Ferguson, too. He's a name that just doesn't get – he's not a sexy name, but, like, honestly, he's pretty much the second option in that offense at this point. So, tight end premium-wise, definitely I'd add those guys. I'd put him in the flex.
What about McLaurin?
Receiver, Terry McLaurin was the first name on my wide receiver list. But the problem now is that was a month ago, right? Because now Jaden's lighting it up. So unless you can get him off a team that's on the way down, right? If they're not going to be contending, then yes, I'd be willing to pay for him. But I think you have to give up a first now.
Yeah, see, while you guys have been talking, I've been looking at, like, the point scores and in TA leagues, and, like, almost everybody that's scoring well, there's none of those old guys that are really producing that we haven't mentioned so far, really, that you'd want to give up much for. One thing I was looking at, and he's not old, but he wasn't a big name coming into the season, but I think he's produced too well now to get him. Like, you're not going to get cheap, but do you have to pay a first for Rashid Shaheed at this point?
No.
So
if you get a first,
I mean,
Rashid Shaheed, you sell him now.
Yeah, like, I don't think you crazy. Do. That was my point. But
especially with the new QB, that's going to tank
exactly.
His value.
That's going to hurt his value, but he could still be. I mean, he had a zero in every other game. He scored 20 points. This is in TA leagues, which have some kick return yards. So I don't know what his exact PPR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably had some slightly below 20 point games in PPR, but every other game he's produced well, and you can probably, especially like we were saying just now, because of the quarterback situation, you can probably get this in for a second. And if you're contending, it's fine. If Carr misses a month and he doesn't produce that well, when Carr comes back, I don't see any reason to think he won't keep producing at a 15 to 18 point level, which is pretty nice. And he's not, you know, and he's 26. So, you know, if he can, you know, carve out this role where he's a nice wide receiver, two-ish type guy, that's for a second at 26 years old, that's not too bad.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like these go back a couple weeks, but this pretty much is right on. So Shaheed for second and Mayer. Shaheed for a second and a fifth, straight up for a second. Gabe Davis in a second. So basically a second plus Bo Nix in a second in one quarterback league.
To be clear, when I said first, I didn't want to pay it first. I don't think you do have to pay it first.
That's what I mean. No. Like another league here, second plus. So yeah, it's pretty much kind of right in that range. Seems like it's getting it done.
And even with that zero, he's wide receiver 12 on the season points per game right now.
Yep. The only two I'll add, take a bet on the trade, guys. Cooper, Hopkins. Trying to think who else. By the way, Hopkins to the Bills would be awesome. Just let him.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Josh Allen's deep balls.
I'd like to
see that. Frank just wants everyone to go to the Bills.
I do.
Somebody. Somebody's got to go there.
They need somebody there to catch the ball.
Did I hear right that
Josh Allen completed like 9 passes this past
year? Yeah, it was bad.
9 for 30.
Yeah.
Who would have thought Khalil Shakir was the thing that made that offense go?
Exactly.
It's crazy. By the way, Cook is a beast, and he's a top 5 dynasty running back now. I'm ready to say it. I think
I'm with you. I like Cook more than most coming into this season.
But I'm turning fast.
Joe Brady effect.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. I guess we can do the rest of my random questions, then we'll get to the other two. So, Brian Thomas Jr., king of the Jaguars himself. Where is he in kind of the rookies now? Are you putting Brian Thomas Jr. ahead of Marvin Harrison? Is the direct question.
No.
Are we there?
No.
What do you have to add to Brian Thomas Jr. to get Marvin Harrison? I imagine it's a lot less than before.
Yeah.
True.
Is it a first?
It's more that organization, and I just don't trust that. Like I would have bet Peterson would have been the first coach fired.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence just turned 25. Is that crazy? I feel like I watched him in college. Like
he's been playing for 10
when
years.
I was in college. Yeah. You know, it's right. This is just wild, man. Like, it's crazy that he's still so young. So it's hard to kind of give up on that whole situation. And obviously, he's targeting him a lot. But yeah, I mean, the guy's producing in a shit situation, so that's usually a good thing. It's just I don't know, man. Like. Marv is the kind of guy that's going to have value insulation for a long time, just based on his name. I don't know. I don't have much Marvin Harrison, so I'm probably not trading him just because, you know, I just know what he could be long term. But yeah, I guess you're right. It's got to be closer than it is. Kind of like reminds me of, Amon-Ra back in the day, like a couple mm-hmm. of few years ago, where like you see a top, you know, 8, top 10, top 5, you know, and it just like kept moving up, and I'm just sitting here going, no, that can't be. Is he? And then he just is, right? Like some of these guys are just inevitable. And you know, I don't know if that's what we're gonna see here, but it kind of feels similar to that. Like he's just forcing his way into the conversation. I don't know. I'm still really high on Odunze. But I think he's clearly in that tier and well above any of the other mm-hmm. rookie receivers.
Yeah, to me, he's clearly third after Neighbors and Harrison.
Yeah.
And you asked what you need to add.
What do you add to Brian Thomas to get Marvin?
If I'm buying Marvin, I'm not adding a first. So I guess a second, maybe a second and a third or a second and a nice other little piece or something. But I mean, to produce in this situation with meh coaching and a meh quarterback. And
it's impressive.
He's like wide receiver 10, I think it is. Yeah, it's very impressive. So, and I was not a big Brian Thomas Jr. guy coming in, but I've said this many times on here. It almost makes me like you more when I didn't like you to begin with, and then I turn around on you. True. And that's kind of what's happening with Brian Thomas for me. Mm-hmm. I would not, if I'm buying, I definitely wouldn't add more than a second. Or like I said, unless it was a very small other piece. I mean, selling Marvin Harrison, I probably want more than a second, though.
That's the thing, because like we're talking theoretically, right? Like, but we don't actually do these trades.
No,
have you ever done these? Yeah. Have you ever done one? You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find the value difference, right?
So yeah, totally. And I get that. It's just it's hard for me to do just because I'm not doing it. I'm not adding to Thomas to buy Marv, and I'm not moving Marv for Thomas Plus. Like, there's just no team or scenario that I would do it.
I don't hate the idea if you're still like in a rebuild and you think you maybe it's not much of a drop. Yeah, just you get something and you think like over the next few years their production will be comparable. Sure. And I think you mentioned the insulation, which is important too. But if Thomas doesn't fall off a cliff, I mean, I think after a rookie season like he potentially could have, he's going to have plenty of insulation as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
Even though he wasn't the big name coming in at Marvin.
Yeah, I think we'd probably settle on a second then. I mean, that's what makes sense. I mean, I just don't know if that. I don't know. I agree.
It doesn't happen often, but I don't hate the idea.
I broke Scott.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then last one, just Bo Nix has played well, better than I thought he was going to play.
When the expectations are
they were super low.
Yeah.
Are you giving a first for Bo Nix if you need a quarterback? Are you selling Bo Nix for a first? I'm trying to kind of figure out value checks here, right? And Bo Nix is another one where he's almost in a tier by himself, right? He's not. You don't really put him in the bottom with like you know the Watsons and the Daniel Jones and all that, but you don't really want to put him with everyone else, so. Where is he?
I have so much Bo Nix because
okay, this is a good question for you.
It's the quarterback. It's the quarterback. Yeah,
just take the quarterback.
It's my philosophy. Yep. And how many times did he fall into the second round? And I'm just going, okay, some random, you know, Jalen Polk or Bo Nix. Like Polk's good, but just give me the damn quarterback, right? Like,
right.
So philosophically, I ended up with a hell of a lot of him. I think he's one of my most rostered quarterbacks, unfortunately. So this is really good that he's doing well right now, and I should probably start selling some.
Yeah.
I'd be looking to sell
if people are valuing Bo Nix.
I'm looking at Keep Trade Cut just to figure out like a little crowdsourcing here. So he's QB22. And the next three names ahead of him are Penix, Fields, and J.J. McCarthy. And then the three names below are Darnold, Cousins, and Tua.
That J.J. Darnold valuation makes no sense to me.
So I would move Nix for J.J. plus. I would do that all day. I don't think Nix is anywhere even close to he's like my fourth, fifth, sixth quarterback at this point on most of my rosters. So at least third. Let's just say at least third. I will gladly swap him out for J.J. plus right now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has Nix planning on them as being one of their two starters in the Superflex League. Well, they shouldn't have.
Right. I was actually thinking about this, and we'll go off on a quick tangent for a second. What does Darnold have to do for JJ not to take it next year? Darnold's 5-0.
Super Bowl?
Is that the answer? Or does he have to do well in the playoffs?
I think if they keep this up and win a playoff game, he's starting next year.
Me too.
You got to pay him.
Win one game.
You got to pay him. He's not under contract. So, I mean, does somebody else take him away because you're going, well, we have JJ, we just spent the pick on him, so are we really going to pay this guy?
I think everyone's smart enough to know that this is the Vikings and not Darnold. If I'm an NFL GM, right. I know that Darnold has never done this anywhere else.
So and the Vikings probably know that then too, so why would they pay him?
Because he's the best QB for their system right now. JJ they took because they thought he would be cheap, but if you have a cheap thing in Darnold now, then you trade JJ.
And
that's
Darnold can't demand the world, even if he wins a playoff game or something here.
By the way, the Niners did that. They traded Rocky's boy away when Purdy came in. And
True. Yeah. Our RIP Trey Lance.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I was just thinking about that as the Vikings went to 5-0 with Sam Darnold as their
also QB. But the difference there too, though, even though they gave up a lot for Lance, is that Purdy literally cost nothing for the next, you know, 3 years after that season. Mm-hmm. Whereas Darnold, now you're gonna have to pay $40 million. I mean, you I mean, that's cheap, right? That's cheap for a quarterback who's doing what he's doing. Yep. So I just don't know that I see them doing that.
Maybe the Niners will take Darnold back so they don't have to pay Purdy because he's up this year too.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting.
I was just thinking about that.
I think actually this is good because if people are thinking like that, like what you're saying, Frank, then they're basically saying JJ has virtually no value. Like he's buried, right? So I'm going to go buy him. I'm going to go buy him anywhere I can.
Yep.
I'll have 30 shares of JJ. I don't care. Let's go.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot has to go right for this to happen, though. Like I said, I don't know. Even at 5-0, I don't necessarily think that means the Vikings are even a lock. For, I mean, they're likely going to the playoffs when you start 5-0, but I don't think they're a lock, and I definitely don't think they're a lock to win a game either. So I could definitely see the scenario where JJ is just starting next year because they end up finishing like 10-7 and losing in the first round or something like that.
Yeah.
Would you trade Knicks for Tua?
I would.
Yeah. Okay, Frank.
I am scared more than I was by the concussions.
Me too.
But I think he's coming back.
Probably, but I don't like it.
My fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing
that of which
Darnold for 2 seconds. Sorry. Sorry.
You ruined my perfect segue, Frank.
I know. Sorry. The thing that gives me confidence in Darnold for the rest of the year is the pumpkin game happened and it didn't look bad. He had a not his normal like 3-touchdown game this week and he still scored.
It was a tough defense and they got it done. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. True. No, you're right. You're right.
Stomped on the segue for.
Right.
Yes, he did. Because our last two questions are, again, a whole bunch of questions about how do you value this guy to be that guy. The one that we actually got from Twitter was at Dr. Johnson _ how to value Tua in trades is what he's asking. So, Scott, you just threw it out there to us. How are you valuing Tua in trades?
So the same way as since he came into the league, zero interest, never wanted him, no shares.
You've always hated Tua.
Never. He's a lefty. I'm out.
Exactly. I was just going to mention that. You always say that. He's a lefty.
I've never had any interest. I think I have. I had one share on a co-managed team. And I got rid of my co-manager and brought in a new one. First thing we did, trade Tua.
Is that why? Because your co-manager liked Tua, so you had to get rid of him?
No, it's all right. We had to, you know, have to pick your battles, right? So,
what about you, Frank? Were you as pro Tua as me and Russ are? I don't know. Were you standing Tua before?
I was for the right value. Like I was never afraid to trade for him. Until now, but like
you said, I don't know, the hands.
Concussions just, yeah, I can't keep watching the hands. And like, I definitely have shares of Tua and I wouldn't just like sell those away for nothing. What shares I do have, but I'd be scared to buy Tua. Like I would need some sort of discount probably.
Yeah. So this was just a couple days ago. Tua and Huntley, so Miami quarterback for JJ McCarthy.
Dolphins.
Yeah, I would trade JJ for
this. Yeah, I'll take JJ for if I can get JJ for Tua, that's wild to me. I would do that all day. I'm gonna go offer that right now in the one league I have Tua.
Yes, Tua
for Darnold.
The key
Tua for Darnold. That's another 3 day, October 3rd, 5 days ago, Tua for Darnold.
That smells like a competing trade to me. So if I'm competing Darnold.
I think it's more likely Darnold doesn't start after this year, but it's possible Tua doesn't start after this year. So right. I guess I got to go with, I don't want to say Darnold. But only because of this latest concussion, I will say Darnold.
Maybe Darnold goes to Miami.
After two. All right, two more. I got Tua for, well, I know Rocky's answer. Tua for Cousins.
Yeah, Cousins.
Yeah.
And then Tua for Russell Wilson and Derrick Henry. That might hang on to Tua there.
I think I might take Russ and Henry.
If I knew for sure Russ was starting going forward, I would take Russ and Henry.
Let's assume Russ is starting next week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Then definitely.
The only reason I'm hesitating is because he's not playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, a month ago, I would not have done most of these trades.
Okay, wait. I found two more. Tua for Levis.
No.
I'm not
saying Tua.
And then
Tua
for Carr, which now Carr's hurt, but let's assume he comes back in like 2 weeks and he's Carr, you know, up and down.
Tua?
Yeah, I think
I'm not trading for Carr. That's the one person I'll keep Tua.
I know.
Yeah, Carr is the one guy that goes
to the Saints. It's awesome.
Carr is the one guy everybody always thinks is like the kind of quarterback I want. I've never wanted Carr. Like he just has no upside to me. Like,
yeah. Terrible. Oh no, yeah. His floor is 15, but his ceiling is also 15.
Yeah. Like people think I take any. I try to get guys with some like that's why Cousins has always been my guy, because people think he sucks, but he actually finishes from like 11 to 14 every year.
Higher than that.
Well, he has his spike years, but I mean, he's always in that range.
Would you have Tua or Purdy? Rocky?
Purdy.
Oh, it's got to be Purdy. Yeah, thanks for making me say that, Frank.
Baker?
You were this close to being right about Purdy, but then he had a big week this week with Ayuk. He was bad the last couple of weeks without his weapons.
That's the thing. They better resign them, because I don't want him outside of San Francisco.
No, me neither.
Yeah,
Purdy. That's disaster.
Yeah,
if he's outside of San Francisco, unless he's like in Minnesota, I think he'd be good in Minnesota.
Maybe, yeah, but yeah, I think he needs the weapons. But also having Shanahan helps a ton. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Okay, so our last question from Steve M in the Cool Kids Club, our Discord channel. What is CMC's value right now? Would anyone pay more than a first right now to acquire CMC?
More.
And then he said, I'm not sure anyone would pay a first with all the uncertainty.
So let's just say this right now as my news. He is supposed to be coming back like in the next 2 weeks. What the rumor is. I don't think so either, but that's what people are saying. Like the next couple weeks. From like November.
Yeah, I've been assuming like week 10-ish in my head. I don't have anything to base that off of
this week. So who knows? Let's assume. Let's stick with Rocky's assumption of week 10, and he's healthy.
No, I have no idea what to do with CNC, so I want to hear what you guys say first.
I would not. I would. You know, unless you can give me Mason as well. If I can get both, I'll trade.
Okay. I would not pay more than a first, I will tell you that.
No, me neither.
I would not pay a 25 first, but if I have a strong team that's like built like, you know, Corey's team we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. where I'll be competing for the next couple of years, or contending at least, 26 first maybe, but that would also be contingent on Mason included, or I have Mason already.
Do you think people are going to sell him for 26 first, though?
If they're heading the wrong direction, if they haven't had,
I'm thinking. I think if I have him and I'm heading the wrong direction, I hope he comes back week 8 to 10, and I can sell him then.
But are you getting more than a first?
You can get 25 first.
I mean, if he's back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty big
I think rip. If he comes back and is getting normal usage or close to, he won't get quite the full usage, but if he's getting 70% usage of the carries and touches from the running back position, then I think you can get a 25 first at least. I don't think.
I mean, he's 28, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're getting. Derrick Henry's like 30, and I think a lot of people are going to.
I knew you were going to say that. He's not human, though.
Yes. Yeah. And the first like 3 years, he had like zero touches.
Yeah.
I mean, is CMC completely human? He missed two total years, came back and started going for 400 carries a year again.
I think he did
catch up to him again this year, but yeah. He didn't slow down at all production wise after those 2 years.
The only reason I would say CMC is not going to go back to being CMC is the same reason with Mixon, right? How do you take Mason off? Like, Mason's been playing, I know it's CMC, but they're not going to just give McCaffrey 80% of the carries again.
Yeah.
They're going to do some sort of 60-40 committee stuff with Mason and throw in a couple Debo gadget plays, and you've taken half of McCaffrey's production away. So, like I said, I would give a first for both Mason and McCaffrey because I think in weeks you're stuck, you could probably start both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd rather buy like maybe Barkley, or I'd go cheaper and just buy Kamara. You know, just those guys are. They're older, cheaper, still producing as much or more. So I'd rather go that direction personally.
I know I keep doing tangents, but Rocky, are you scared of Barkley at all? Because he's getting his legs run off by the Eagles.
That's the plan,
right? Are you worried about wear and tear at all as the Eagles insider?
No. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he keeps this up all year, too. I think
I don't
part of it has been no A.J. Brown, so, you know, the passing offense has been hurting more. And, I mean, sometimes it's just been hard when he's had games where he's just, like, killing it from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they'll ease up, especially, you know, as the season goes on. And
Will Shipley work then, you know?
But also, I mean, they're not playing. Their schedule is one of the, from what I've heard, is one of the easiest ones that are left in the league. So the hope would probably be that maybe they can start winning some of these games easier too, and maybe they don't need him as much. That they can work a Will Shipley in, even though Scott was joking about that, to give him some rest. I don't think it'll stay as much as it's been this first month, but I think I don't think he's going to get like majorly cut back in terms of touches, though, in terms of percentage. But I could see the passing offense being more prominent.
Yeah. You guys imagine Philly, Washington. You're going to start every player in that game. Like, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. That's neither like defense is good.
Old school days. Old school.
Yeah.
Like McNabb and D-Jax and be like all out. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that will. Oh, wait. I actually, before we move on to the list, the trade addicts trades, Corey did ask another trade question in the chat. I always like to answer the questions in the chat, as Frank in the chat knows. Would you guys send Anthony Richardson for Cousins in a mid 25 first? I would, but I'm very low on. I've always been lower on Richardson and higher.
I don't
want to, as you know.
I think the only Richardson share you have is the one I made you get. So
yes,
I have way too much Richardson. So I think based on what we're seeing this year, I would move one to diversify personally, just because I have so much. But no, I like 2 months ago I would have said hell no, but now I think yeah, probably.
But not yet. Point, holding steady for a little longer. And I will probably be late off the Richardson wagon. Like, I just know what it looks like when he's on.
Yeah.
And their bye has to be soon, right? So maybe he gets a bye. Like, you know, they start Flacco for another week or two, and then Richardson comes back after the bye. So I'm not jumping off yet, but I'm going to be late off, so don't listen to me on this
one. I mean, I will be too. I'm just saying I would toss a share because I have so many. I'd be willing to do that. But I'm still going to be sitting on like 25% roster share.
I try and look at all this in a vacuum and not my exposures.
Yeah, true.
It's week 14, by the way.
Oh, so
no. Oh, wow.
Man, yeah, I still wouldn't, but I'm going to regret when he doesn't do well and Flacco yeah. starts the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I hope for
Flacco's the killer, man. He's just the QB killer. I mean, he's taken out Watson and now Richardson. I mean,
yeah. I hope for my I hope for my Pittmans and down shares that he stays in there. So
yes.
Dude was retired 12 months ago and he's killed two QBs.
Yes. In the last 12 it's months. Amazing.
Dude, and he had the Jets run too at the very end of that previous season.
He's been better than he was when he was actually a starter in the league.
I know, it's crazy.
It's because he's just DGAF now. Like that's
I know.
These old okay, guys,
but now we'll get to our final handful of Trade Addicts trades here. Reminder, Trade Addicts leads your 12-team PPR Superflex 1.75 tight end premium with 0.05 per return yard, except for TA1. And we have to say that because we have a TA1 trade, though it does not include a kick returner. The first trade is from TA1. Straight up, George Pickens for Baker Mayfield. Who you got, Scott?
Yeah. Baker? Baker? Baker. So one of my guys, Pickens, for one of my not guys, Baker. Yeah, but I'm going to go Baker, man. He's still lighting it up, and it's kind of shocking to me. But, yeah, I think I'll go with Baker just for the quarterback. Now, if the team, you know, if Baker is his third, fourth guy, maybe there's somebody who got Jaden Daniels, something like that. Now he's expendable and he's, you know, we talked about Pickens earlier, like he's a buy, right? Let's go get him. So I get the trade value wise. It's probably pretty close. Even like startup value, they're both, you know, same ish. So yeah, I'll go Baker just because of the quarterback, but I think good value, good trade.
Yeah, I agree that it's a pretty good trade, and I think I lean Baker too. He's been too good, and like you said, quarterback. I'm actually, when I saw this, I was thinking like I should have been more on Baker in this past non-point scoring season because he was a guy you could get cheaper and he had a real nice setup there and he signed there and it's the kind of guy I should have been buying and I wasn't. I kind of kicking myself now.
Well, Canales, people were scared of Canales. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. No, for me, it's Baker because I think you can get Pickens for less than Baker. I think in this buy low window of Pickens, I think you could get – I would trade Cousins for Pickens, but I'm not sure I'd do that. I know Rocky wouldn't do that.
Just
– You can give less than Baker, yeah, is what I'm saying. You can get Pickens, I would guess.
For the hell of it, I threw it here in the trade analyzer. Their ADP is identical, spot on. Their overall rank is three spots apart. So
someone used a calculator to do this.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it could not be more of a dead on trade as far as a calculator is concerned.
That's wild. Yeah. Okay. We have two TA5 trades, both including people currently on this show. So we'll start with the one that was just Frank. That one was Braylon Allen, Courtland Sutton, and a 25-3rd for Josh Jacobs. I guess I'll go to you first again, Scott, because this is Frank's trade. I'll let him chime in after.
Yeah, this is one of those, you know, we were talking about like Dare before. Like, didn't think we'd be saying that this season. But a month ago, could you imagine doing this trade? Like, it just seems crazy to me. I was totally buying Jacobs. Yeah, I mean, it's a good return. It's a good return. I think we're seeing what Jacobs is. He just really isn't one of those guys that can carry the load. I mean, he did have that one game where they basically just ran him like 800 times with Love out, and then he hasn't like basically been able to play since. He's been terrible. So yeah, it's interesting. I think it's a good return for Jacobs. You get a couple of pieces and you can kind of go any direction with that. That being said, it's also kind of a nice package to sell on the Braylon Allen thing, where he's not necessarily a guy that, like, you know, Breece Hall is ahead of him. Like, where he's not going anywhere, right? So,
yeah.
You know, Sutton getting older, not doing as much, you know, thirds get trades done. So yeah, I actually like both sides of this, depending on what you're trying to do. But I might actually lean the package here, just because I think you can do more with it.
I get why Frank make this trade with what he's doing with his team. I think I slightly lean the Jacobs side, though. I agree. He's been a huge disappointment. I was all about Jacobs during the non-point scoring season.
Frank or Jacobs?
Huh?
That both.
Frank or Jacobs?
Yeah,
being a huge disappointment. Okay.
I said Will Levis was going to be a top 12 QB. So both.
Yes, that was very disappointing.
Hey, there's still time. It's the bye week.
But I just, all those pieces on the other side are just pretty mad. I mean, I know Allen's gotten a little bump here because he's produced a little bit, but I he's been a disappointment, but I still think there's some, that it might not be this bad all year. We'll see. A few of those games have been with that. And I know you said he ran a lot, but he still didn't produce a ton that game. You know, with Love back in the quarterback spot, I think, you know, a Malik Willis offense is not ideal for anybody. So I still think there's potential there. But either way, like, I don't know, Courtland Sutton does nothing for, especially in the position where Frank's kind of selling to sort of rebuild or retool or whatever. And then the third is whatever. So I would have just tried to get something I liked a little more, is I guess what it is for me.
Maybe he did. I'm in the league and I wouldn't have paid for Jacobs. So,
So as you both know, I've been trying to get Jacobs out for a while. So I guess full context, and this will explain the second trade too. So this is my first year in TA. I did a dispersal with a bunch of assets in it, and my team had kind of leans towards rebuilding. And so as the dispersal kind of went along, I started picking up guys like Jacobs, like I will sell them later, knowing I was going to rebuild. So I think, first off, I did this because we needed some trades for the show, and sometimes you just do that.
Take one for the team.
I've definitely done that.
So, but I've been trying to get Jacobs out for a while, and, you know, this seemed good enough where I can probably spin Sutton for something, you know, not very good, but something. And, you know, Braylon, if there's any Breece injury at all, I could sell Braylon for something else. So,
yeah,
I kind of just looked at it in terms of value. Like, I'd offered Jacobs, I think, to you, Rocky, for 2 seconds or something like that, and that got rejected pretty hard. So, yeah.
Did you get, like, a middle finger with the rejection?
It felt like it. It was rejected, like, within 2 minutes. So it
all
felt
the
like
way
it.
From Philly.
Yeah, right. I don't think it was Rocky. It might have been someone else. But, yeah, so I've been trying to get rid of Jacobs for a while. And Rocky's like, you know, we need some trades for the show. And literally, as he was sending me that message, this trade came in. I'm like, fine.
Let's go.
Like, yeah. So, no, that it was probably not enough for Jacobs.
Okay. If it was for the show, I like Frank's side now.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it was probably not enough, but I was happy enough.
It's about all you're getting for Jacobs right now.
I've been half decent at hitting on thirds lately, so I'm just going to listen to the Dynasty Dummies or something like that, and I'll have some picks on that later.
There we go. There we go.
Okay, and our last trade is between Frank and myself. This is even before I knew Frank was going to be filling in this week, so it worked out nicely. But Aaron Jones and Stephon Diggs for 2025 first. As Scott has mentioned, all three of us are in this league. I am trying to contend. I was just looking at the league. There's basically literally like six good teams, and then everyone else is kind of not good. Yeah. So yeah. There's might as well be trying to contend, since I'm one of the ones that I'm You're on the kind of lower end of the contending scale in terms of record anyway. Yeah, I was just looking. I have a 37-18 all play. That's not too bad. So I'm trying to beef it up a little bit. And so I threw my 25 first at Frank for both those guys. He mentioned in the chat, I think that a couple days before, I think it was actually, that he was looking to move both of them. I figured, okay, I'm not going to, definitely not going to give a first for either, but I'll do a first for both. And hopefully that helps make that first later. Because it is my first, I actually, Scott is in first, and I actually have more points than him, so I will be overtaking him soon. So, we'll see. So that was my thinking behind it. Maybe instead of asking Scott first, well, Frank, why don't you give your thoughts behind it, and then we can have Scott say what he thinks of it.
It had a one on it, and like I said, I was selling off. My only QB in this league is Will Levis, which is great. So that's been going swimmingly. My receivers are super young, which is so I have a core to kind of build on. I think my receivers in that league are Neighbors, Garrett Wilson, Tank, and like Jameson are my main core. But I was just selling off veterans, and I got out on Aaron Jones in time because he got hurt, I think, after we did this. So might have been before. But I don't. I was just selling assets, and I had something with a one on it. I had been trying to sell these for various seconds, like on their own, and you know, I didn't get a lot of traction. So I got a first for both, and you know, it has a one. That's all that matters. I don't care if it's contending.
Scott.
So as the only undefeated team in this league, my opinion is obviously very valuable. No, here's the thing. This is the most fraudulent team I have. I have no quarterbacks. I had like nine starters last year, and I have nobody now. If Fields wasn't starting, I would just have Purdy. He'd be my only starter.
That's all you need.
I have 17 quarterbacks on my roster, and I have one starter.
I referenced my all play. I looked at Scott's.
Yeah.
Under 500, and he's 5-0.
24-31. I mean, I have like Sam Howell, Mac Jones, Drew Locke, Nick Mullins, Aiden O'Connell. Maybe I'll get a start out of him.
Yeah.
You know, Clayton Toon. Like, I've got all the backups, so I'm just kind of hoping those guys come through. Like, I have some really nice pieces with, you know, potential, right? Bijan and Rashad White and Charbs and CeeDee Lamb. And I'm running all these tight ends. That's been my, like, what I've been doing with this league. So Evan Ingram, Jake Ferguson, Pat Freiermuth, Hunter Henry, like, I'm just rocking the tight ends. And I just realized I have Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler both on taxi. So I think I'll have a start. I'll have a second starter. But yeah, so I just kind of been cobbling together the quarterback position. And the issue that, Rocky, you kind of mentioned is there's like the haves and have nots. So like the teams that are bad, they don't have quarterbacks. There's like no one for me to buy a quarterback from. So I've just been like kind of stuck in limbo right now until one of these guys pops. So it's kind of a fraudulent team for me. But when I saw this trade come through, I mean, it just made perfect sense to me that, you know, the value, like for both your teams, exactly what you're doing. I would do the same thing in either of your positions. The only reason I didn't give up the first, as opposed to you, so, well, I'm in the league, I could have given up the first, right? But I didn't, just because I feel like there's a really good chance my team's pretty fraudulent here, and that first may be, you know, more mid than late. So that's the only reason I would need a quarterback to give up my first. And so,
Will Levis for a first. I'll do that right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
Okay, but that is the end of our show sheet. So that is the end of our show. Want to thank both Frank and Scott for coming on tonight. We didn't do the little thing that we do for guests, but I'll let both of you do it real quick. Frank, why don't you tell everybody and Scott next? Why don't you tell everybody who you are, what you do, where they can find what you do before we sign off?
You can find me here reading the news, and I'm Frank in the chat on Twitter.
Scott?
You can find me on Twitter at @Scott_Sidlow. And of course, over at Dynasty Junkies, we're going to be changing some things up here for the next, a little bit kind of during the season. Just do some different things. Like we talked about it, Rocky and Andrew and I, just saying there's a lot of content out there that's really good that, you know, it's better. It's good content for in season, right? We all listen to it too. So like, why are we going to regurgitate those same things? Like our bread and butter is the non-point scoring season. And that's where we really can help a lot of, that's where we help. That's what we do. Right. And so, we just want to do something a little bit different and shake things up. And so we'll be back and better than ever. In the meantime, I do have some solo shows planned that I'll be putting out. Solo meaning by myself, and also I have a couple guests that I've talked to that we're gonna do some fun things, and those will be coming out on the Junkies feed as well. So we'll have some content coming out for you, but it'll just be a little bit different and just actionable stuff that you can use right now to win more.
Yeah, just to piggyback on that, anybody who is a Junkies listener, it's like Scott said, we will have some shows coming out. There won't be probably a regular schedule for them, but hopefully you're subscribed and it'll pop up in your feed. And then come the non-point scoring season, we should kind of be back on a regular schedule, like Scott said. So, but in terms of Trade Addicts, I'm at Dynasty FF Addict. You can find the pod at Trade Addicts Pod. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that stuff. And if you like what you heard and somehow you're not already, become a patron, Trade Addicts, patreon.com/TradeAddictsPod. You can see Frank and Scott's beautiful faces alongside me on nights like this. And you can get into our Discord that I referenced earlier, the Cool Kids Club. A lot of smart people in there, always talking trades, always talking values, really good stuff. Other than that, it's Fantasy Cares. Make sure you're following them, supporting them. Russ is doing all sorts of great stuff over there with them, as well as a bunch of other people. But that's pretty much it. So I'm going to say goodnight, fellas.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Trade Addict Podcast, a proud member in the Dynasty Addict Podcast Network. Please follow your hosts at Dynasty Haha and at Dynasty FF Addict. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We will catch you next time on the Trade Addict Podcast. Poopy Pants. That is the best. See ya.